For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Third hour of KJ and Lyons on WEEI. Happy Labor Day to you, where we celebrate the fact that people work and give them a day off and just ask them to be back tomorrow. It should be Labor Day week. That's Gerard Mayo about the hubbubaloo that's involved Drake May not being the starting quarterback after implying that he had a chance to be and saying that Jacoby Brissett was going to be. And John, I really believe that people were upset, especially those who are on the beat. Gerard Mayo had him there for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, right. And I think it's one of those things that, I mean, if he could do it again, maybe he would have just said it the day before so he didn't have to have a whole nother press conference for a minute and 15 seconds. But yeah, and I also think there's probably some folks out there frustrated that the decision wasn't Drake May, right? Because if you have a separate press conference to announce that it's Drake May, that's a much bigger story than kind of the thing that everybody thought was going to happen anyway and having Jacoby Brissett
as the
starter.
So it was the expectation because of him calling the press conference. People expected him to say, oh, he's calling a press conference to say that May is the quarterback and just told you what he had told you before.
And the timing was a little odd to me. And just that they had a game Sunday night. Then, you know, they come home Sunday night. He says after the game Sunday night that May is the second best quarterback. Then on Monday on the Greg Hill show, he says that May has been outplaying Brissett. He has a chance Monday and Tuesday to talk to the team. Of course, Tuesday is cut down day, so they focus more on that. But seems as though he didn't really talk to the team about the decision. So in his media availability on Tuesday, doesn't say anything about the starting quarterback and waits until the next day on Wednesday. I wonder if he could go back and redo it, if he just would have settled all of it on Tuesday and not a whole nother day thing.
Make people actually come and do their job. You can't be upset if the guy calls a press conference for 2 minutes.
That's what we're doing now, right? Just our job.
Well, I
worked
I
for
don't
the Patriots for
job.
1 year, and I always tried to do my job.
I don't see
I
this as
a
job.
Super Bowl ring,
this is really an adventure for me. So this is I'd never see this as work. Never see it as work. And I think, and this is what I like about Gerard Mayo, and if I'd be on that first caboose of a train for Gerard Mayo, I'm going to be for the obvious reasons, and that is it's because he's from Virginia Beach. That's why. No, but seriously, Gerard Mayo is telling us, especially those in the media who cover him, if you have to guess which side of my mouth I'm chewing my food and giving you my words, I don't care. I don't care. What I tell these guys in the locker room is all that matters. And unless you're on the 53-man roster, you really won't ultimately know what I'm telling them. So what I tell you may be what you need. Because think about it. We are having a conversation about the team for a team that everybody else in the country is not having a conversation about. Like, nobody else is having a conversation about the Patriots. In fact, there are going to be people who are going to be mad, like, damn, they're giving me the Patriots game this Sunday as my local?
Yeah, a lot of Spiro Aditi's on the play-by-play. Not so much Jim Nance and Tony Romo this year, folks.
Right, way to shame
Spiro.
The broadcast crew. But here's the thing.
Not too many Tom Brady broadcasts.
I think we'll get into Belichick's career. I think is going to outshine Brady. I think this is where he wins as a TV.
Inside the NFL the other night, awesome.
We'll get into that in the comparison where I think Brady's looking a bit stiff back there. But the thing is if Gerard Mayo wants to play it this way and his players and management are okay with it, and the media has a problem with it, better to be that way than the team have a problem with it and the media thinking, this is great, this guy's brutally honest, this is wonderful. No, at the end of the day, how much money do you kick towards Gerard Mayo's salary? How much?
Well, let's see. What are tickets? So yeah,
what is zero
bit,
times
yeah.
a million?
Yeah.
No, nothing.
I give a couple $100 a year.
Yeah, in the and I'll find you some.
I went to the Kenny Chesney concert last week. Bought four beers. It was $81 for four beers.
Okay, so that money
is going towards their next left tackle.
At the end of the day, you know, I can find you some mountain.
I contributed $81
mountainside property 10 miles east of the Boston Harbor. If you want
$81 to their next left tackle, you're welcome.
There you go,
Patriot Nation. You're welcome. Look, I don't think, and I know some people in the media are frustrated, like, oh, you know, he's talking out of both sides of his mouth, whatever. And I've said this multiple times before. I think he has made some his mistakes and brought some of this on himself. But I think some of this, there's a little bit of an uncertainty there from Mayo of exactly how he wants to handle the media, because you had it handled one way for 20 years. And there were plenty of times where I'm sure Mayo sat in a coach's meeting room or inside Gillette and saw Bill say something to the public and was like, really, Bill, you couldn't give him a little more there? And he doesn't want to be a clone of Bill. And you should want to be a clone of Bill, right? All those guys on the Bill coaching tree that tried to be clones of Bill all failed, right? The only ones that had some success were Bill O'Brien and Brian Flores, who just tried to be themselves, okay? So he wants to be himself, but you don't want to be too open with the media either. You want to find that happy medium. And I think at times he's been a little too open, which you don't want to be. But you can be more open than Bill was. So I think he's still kind of working on finding that good kind of happy medium area where he can maybe give more information than the previous regime, but not create unnecessary talking points with it as well.
Well, here's why I still say I agree with the way Gerard Mayo's handling it. If you want to say the comparison to Belichick and what he did, okay, what did the media landscape look like when Belichick started as the head coach for the Patriots? It was newspaper guys. It's a couple of television guys. There's no such thing as social media.
Yeah. One radio station.
Well, yeah, but the point being is it was very basic, and you could have a one-to-one relationship with these guys where you feel like, hey, they can give me a piece of something that I can use. Now you've got a media set that it's like, I need to be able to use something to run with a whole nother thing, right? Because I need clicks. I need the algorithm.
We have a daily show to do, yeah.
Right. So I'm more desperate now than I was 25 years ago, because 25 years ago, I could write an extended piece. I can give some background. I can talk to a couple other people who can verify what I'm saying. Now, I'm a hit with emotion first, and maybe four or five links later, I'll get to some type of truth. So people are now more about how do I get the clicks? And if that's the case, if that's the environment, then why not talk out of both sides of your mouth? Because people are already talking out their mouth. Look, I'll give you a great example. Look what Matthew Judon did in his last 2 weeks with the Patriots. Run his mouth, get on video, then get in Gerard Mayo's face in front of cameras. And what people wondered, man, how would Gerard Mayo handle it? Or would he be rewarding, would he reward Judon by getting rid of him? Would other players do these things? Well, my thing was, get rid of his ass. If he ain't going to be part of the culture that you're building, talk to Elliott, see what you can get. And I think it was brilliant. You get a third round pick, and Judon doesn't get his extension when he goes to Atlanta. So you win-win. So that's what I'm saying. Gerard Mayo is doing things that are getting him wins before, watch this, even playing or coaching, or even before coaching a single football game.
Yeah,
single
football game. I think the Judon situation and the Brissett situation, the end result was a good thing, right? You get a third round pick for Judon and you name Brissett the starter, which is what I think is the best move. I think the process to get there in both of those, though there were mistakes along the way. And again, rookie head coach, rookie GM, we got to expect some of this. And they can be corrected over time, like the Judon thing. You should have probably known in February or March this guy's going to be pissed if you pay everyone around him and you don't pay him. And even though, hey, they had good reason not to pay him, I'm not arguing that.
Wait, I got to hold you on that, because there's something I have to ask you based on that about how Judon was handled. 617-779-7937, text line 37937. Join KJ and Lions for the conversation. Also, we still have to come. A song about the entire situation with the Patriots. Bruno Mars would love it. Still to come, keywords, Professor Lyons.
That was Bruno Mars in the song.
Snitching, Summertime, Bill O'Brien, hang out. But now it's time to trend with Jacob Lassner.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox were defeated by the Tigers. Rich Hill came away with the loss after allowing 2 runs in 2/3 innings. He allowed a home run. Sox hitting continues to struggle during the most pivotal part of the season. They sit 4.5 games outside the third wild card spot. The Twins won last night. The Royals lost. They have lost 4 straight, and they currently have the 3rd spot in the wild card race in the AL. Alex Cora had this to say after the game.
That's the way we drew it up. They had a bunch of lefties. He gave us enough, and we went to Rich in that situation. We had a big pocket of lefties, so just a righty burn us.
Your hope in the beginning was for him to go 4, and then
the hope was like to give us as many outs as possible, and then we take advantage of the matchups, and it just didn't work.
The fact that at that point he hadn't given up anything today affected what you're
saying? No. He threw the ball well, and, you know, we felt like that was Carpenter has been good against righties. We had the lead, so we went to a lefty.
Sox are back in action tonight at 7:10 in Queens, New York, to take on the Mets, who currently only sit 1 game out of the NL third wildcard spot on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Will Fleming and Lou Maloney are on the call. Brian Baio on the mound for the Sox against Luis Severino for the Mets. Mass Mutual pregame show at 6:10. Cooper Boardman's got you covered there. Mass Mutual, insurance, planning, investments. Other games to look out for with MLB wildcard implications for the Red Sox: Cleveland versus Kansas City, Minnesota versus Tampa. The year of Scottie Scheffler continues. He won the FedEx Cup yesterday. He took home $25 million bonus. Adriel Reese broke the WNBA record for rebounds in a season with 418. And last but not least, college football. Week 1 is underway. Boston College football at FSU is tonight at 7:30. John Mitter-Perel and Pete Cronin will be on the call from Tallahassee on 850 AM WEEI. My name is Jacob Laster, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number 1.
Or trap pick number 1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
KJ and Lyons, WEEI, happy Labor Day to you. 617-779-7937, text line 37937. That's Ian Rappaport, who does not say an African-based name like Nwanyu better than John Lyons does.
Mike Nwanyu, that's my guy. Second favorite player on the team.
And I'm impressed because, you know, look, John is, I mean, he's going to make sure the etymology of a person's name is said correctly.
Especially when it's an offensive lineman.
Right. We will get to the offensive line here shortly. I have to pick up something from the last break, and it's talking about how Jerod Mayo has handled the situation with Matthew Judon. And so one of the theories would have been, okay, if you gave Judon his money, would he have acted the way he acted out? I would say you don't know that, and because you don't know that, you have to take the chance of letting him go. I think the other part of it is the way they handled not talking to Judon about what they were going to do. They were able to prove, or at least something that was discussed, how he would respond about the situation. And so if you've got to, because Judon would have not done this with Belichick last year. Would you have seen Judon in Belichick's face if Belichick was out there?
No. And it actually, Judon ironically held in last year, and it wasn't great, but we didn't see scenes like that. Same thing, Stephon Gilmore did that a few years ago, and we didn't see scenes like that either.
Right. I think it gets pulled off because Matthew Judon recognizes Jerod Mayo's kind more so than trying to take his kindness for weakness. Meaning like, okay, I could pull this off because Jerod Mayo and I are similar in kind.
Well, and also, too, Mayo's not the one signing the checks, whereas if, like, you did that to Bill, Bill could actually cut you and be like, you're out of here. Whereas with Mayo and Wolf, it's just, I'm not saying so right or wrong, it's just different setup.
So the thing was, then why didn't we see the video of Judon in front of Elliot Wolf? instead of in front of Mayo.
Because he was publicly doing it to Mayo because he felt he could get away with it.
Because Mayo's kind is just like him.
He did say something about, like, and I don't remember the exact quote, but during one of his press availabilities, like, talk to Elliot. Right, like it's Elliot, like when they asked about his contract. So
right.
That was something. And my thing, look, I know it's been a few weeks, but
get in Elliot's face.
So
you see what I'm saying? Like, get right. In his face. If that's the problem, Jerod Mayo was not.
Well,
signing.
Mayo went over to Judon too, and that's when the confrontation started. Like, Judon was pouting on the side, but it was Mayo who walked over.
Okay, a coach
to
is
him.
Supposed to address their players.
Right. No,
I get that.
But he's pouting on the side, and it was Mayo that walked. Like, if Wolf had walked over to him, I could have seen him, you know, blowing up on Wolf too. I think it was.
I bet you he doesn't.
Mayo walked over.
I bet you.
Like,
he
but
doesn't.
My whole thing with that, and I blame Wolf more than I do Mayo for that situation. But Mayo deserves some blame. But it was like they should have known in February, March. Hey, we're gonna pay all these other guys around Judon. He's probably gonna get pissed. We either gotta pay him, trade him, or sit him down and say, look. We need to make sure you're healthy at age 32, so give us a good training camp, and then we'll pay you after that. None of those things happened, and then we got the situation that we saw in July and August with him. And I'm not excusing Judon's behavior either, but I think they should have done a better job of foreseeing, hey, he's going to be pissed, this is going to happen, because this is a guy that last summer did a hold-in to get money moved around in his contract to get paid more, so he's way under the market now.
So kind of already an issue, according to management, at least financially, right? Then on top of that, you haven't been on the field because of injury. And so now you want more money. I would say it played out perfectly for them. And that's why I say, you know, when people talk about...
I don't think it played out perfectly at all.
Oh, absolutely, because no, they got
you
a third rounder.
You think a confrontation on the field in front of fans and media is playing
that's
out
emotions.
Perfectly?
That's
not playing out perfectly. That's
at
not
the end
good.
Of the day, did you get a third rounder for him, and did you have to sign him to an extension
that's
before?
That's what I said before. The end result was okay, but there were mistakes along...
That's what you're
along,
getting to. What matters, the touchdown or the 60-yard pass that takes you to the two?
The process is more important. Because you can get a good result one time, but if you have mistakes in the process that aren't corrected, over time it's going to hurt you. Right? It's the same thing with why the Patriots haven't drafted well for 5 years, because the process wasn't correct enough.
Is more important than the end result? I think if the end result was always to get the best return you could from Judon, and if Mayo was the one that kind of said, you know, look, I think we should go ahead, because this is where Elliot Wolf and Jerod Mayo were on that same page for that situation. Hey, you want him here or not? Right, you want him here or not? Because either you say yes, then you start some type of negotiation, which we talked about for those.
But they
who
did.
Listen to
I mean, they offered him a deal. He didn't want it, so it felt like they wanted him here, and he didn't take it, so they traded. But again, it's the process, especially with a rebuilding team and a rookie head coach and GM. The process is much more important than the fact.
So
that
you don't
got
believe that?
Result.
Do you believe that Jerod Mayo, in his first year as a rookie head coach, handled that Matthew Judon situation correctly?
Not fully. Like, partially, but not fully.
Well, it's never going to be perfect. It's like, did he?
That's what I'm saying. There were mistakes along the way. And I blame Wolf more. Like, I don't blame Mayo as much for that because Wolf signs the contracts. Wolf paid everybody else. That I blame Wolf more than I do Mayo.
And Wolf confers with Mayo, right, in terms of like.
Yeah, that's why Mayo's not innocent.
Because here's the thing. Didn't Judon have an opportunity to choose? He could have gone to Chicago, and I think they would have talked to him about an extension, or go to Atlanta with no extension, and he chose Atlanta?
Yeah.
So, like, if anything, you're like, hey, this couldn't have worked out better on an aging player who's coming back from injury on the better side of the ball for the offense. This would be totally different if this was the left tackle they were having an issue with, right? You'd be like, please, anything you want. I mean, we will sell you parcels of land next
but
to the stadium.
But it is still a premium position, like pass rushing defensive end. That still is. I know it's not the biggest need they have with obviously left out, but it's still a premium position too.
Right, but you have key pieces on the defensive side of the ball where even when Judon was out last year, the defense played well.
Sure, but now you have no Barmore either, so it's a little more dicey.
Coming. Right,
but Barmore went down
right
before Judon was traded, so you did know that was an issue.
Right, but I don't think that suddenly says, okay, we now have to keep Judon at all costs because Barmore's down because of the health reasons. I don't think you just make that sudden haste move. You'd believe, hey, this is a chance for Keon White to step up. This is where we can solidify some other things that we have going on. We have the ability to rotate guys in and out to play effective defense versus, like if it was Joey Bosa that went down. We're not talking Joey Bosa level. Of losing that, saying, oh my gosh, we're going to lose, or a Khalil Mack, something like that. That's not what we're looking at. So this goes back to the whole situation with Mayo. I have a problem with people saying, oh, this guy's overwhelmed, he's over his head, and there hasn't been a single game played. Can we get some games played? Like, if it's even game one and there's something questionable, but it happens, then by all means, question what's going on. But damn, we're literally chastised. People are chastising about how he's handling practice.
And I think one of the subplots here, too, and you and I have talked about this several times, is ownership has been subtly telling us for 6 or 7 or 8 months now that they believe 4-13 last year was all the fault of two people, Bill Belichick and Mac Jones. Right? We saw, if you look at all the actions they've taken, that what, you know, they promoted one of Belichick's subordinates to be head coach, promoted another subordinate to be executive vice president of player personnel, re-signed the vast majority of the players who are here, except the quarterback and Mac, who they traded. We saw reports in Sports Illustrated not long after the firing that they wanted to empower a, quote, frustrated scouting staff. They offered all of Bill's assistants to remain if they wanted to. So they've been telling us that the reason they weren't good last year, in their opinion, was because of Bill and Mac. So now you insert Mayo, you insert Brissett in May. They're telling us, like, hey, these two guys alone are going to make us better than last year. Now, I disagree with that, but I think in their minds, that's kind of the subtle narrative they've been trying to push ever since January 11th when they decided to move on from Bill.
Well, didn't that kind of leak start with the dynasty?
And you know what? I should have mentioned that, KJ. That's another piece of this, right, too. Like,
small flex, we were given the opportunity to see the whole season.
We had the director on before anyone else, Ryan, Matt Hamachek.
KJ and the Lions, fan base is wide open for you. But I think it starts with that. So, yes, I can go with that there's been this slow leak narrative to say, hey, Bill was more of a problem in his last 5 years than he was the contributor to any successes that you saw out there.
Yeah, and I think that's been what they've been trying to push since January. And Mac, too, right? Like, it was Bill and Mac. You know, and if you look around at this...
Mac was just mentally...
Sure,
he was just mentally,
but point
beat.
Being, like, you look at this roster, a lot of guys that were here last year, and even the coaching staff, like, the defensive coaching staff, most of those guys were here last year. And even their offensive coaching staff, like their receivers coach, wasn't here last year, but he was here 2 years ago. So there's, like, guys around, and the scouts in the front office, a lot of those are the same people that have been here the past 5 years. So that's what they've been telling.
So what does that really tell you?
That they think it was all Bill and Mac's fault.
Yes. And so I think the thing that's pretty interesting out of it as well is, remember last year in the very last game, Bill made...
I was there. In the Jets game, I was there.
Well, you were lucky because you didn't have to see Mac Jones go out there at all, because you remember...
I saw him once on the Jumbotron.
He was, yeah, well, I mean...
Literally,
you know,
I saw him once on the Jumbotron.
Probably two times too much.
Yeah.
But he was demoted to the emergency quarterback, and I said, wow, could there be more of a bigger statement of all the things that have transpired at this point over the last year and a half that were going wrong than to say, oh, yeah, dude, you're benched. And not that you're the second string, but you're benched and not accessible to the game unless everybody else goes down in a fire.
For a team that scored, what, 3 points in that game? Well, they were 17-3 or whatever it was.
Well, but here's the other side of it. So maybe Kraft believes that there's a person who can turn this culture around, which is more important than how many wins this team is going to have this year. And if part of turning the culture around from the Mayo perspective is, say whatever you want to say to the media. He's got a press conference in 15 minutes. If something compelling comes out of it, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe he said that. We will get that on the air, and then we'll try and get to you our thoughts on that as well. But if it's part of, like, tell them what you want, as long as we're all on the same accord, because that's what they've been selling. They've been telling you. It's a we thing. You remember when a couple of days ago when he said we, and then he said, I meant to say I?
Yeah.
When he did that, it was saying, I'm reminding you that I am in charge of the football team. We are in charge of the football organization. So the organization makes decisions of who's on the team in terms of salary and so forth. But I, as the coach, will determine who are the 53 players that make this roster.
But he doesn't. Like, because Mayo said, I think it was like last week, that Elliott has final say on the 53-man roster, which that stuck out to me.
Well, yeah, because at the end of the day, that's whose name, that's whose signature goes on the release papers
or key
papers.
Because a lot of times, like, and free agents and draft is different, but when it comes to cutting players at the end of training camp, a lot of times that's the head coach's decision, because he's the one out there.
There's no way Elliott comes down and says, hey, I want to talk to you about this guy.
That's what Mayo told us. Like, this is what I've been saying for 2 hours now. Some of these mixed messages, like, that's what Mayo told us.
So, okay, so would not Bailey Zappe have been in this mix of the conversation, right? Because nobody flinched when Bailey Zappe was released.
Same thing last year.
Okay, but here's the other part of that. We said that if this offensive line does not get better, who is going to be the legit crash test dummy if Brissett goes down? And you and we were saying that maybe this gets into the conversation of Bailey Zappe still having a role on this roster, but he doesn't. So I think it's one of like Drake May goes in if Brissett goes down. Maybe that's the advancement.
I think what they're telling us with that is maybe May's not ready to be a full-time starter yet, but if Brissett gets hurt, at least May can go in there and hand the ball off, throw quick passes, and kind of just run things and it won't be a disaster. Because I agree, I felt all along that Bailey Zappe's future here was tied directly to Drake May. Like if they were at a point where like, oh my God, May's not ready, he's a year away, he's 3 months away, whatever, they would have kept Zappe for that exact situation you're talking about. The fact that they let Zappe go tells me that if, God forbid, Brissett gets hurt in week two against Seattle, they trust May enough to at least go in there and do the basics. Maybe not to develop a whole game plan and have him be the starter yet, but at least he can go in and do some of the basics.
Well, didn't that happen 2 years ago? You remember going into the Green Bay game?
Zappe was the third stringer.
Mac was out, right? Yeah, Hoyer gets the concussion, and Zappe goes into the game, and they end up on a bad play.
They lost in overtime.
Right, they lost in overtime. It was a bad 3rd-and-5 play. They didn't convert and weren't getting able to get field goal position. So, but you would almost have to say with this offensive line, Jacoby Brissett advanced in age, and let's just say he's taken some shots. I mean, he took a wicked shot in that second preseason game.
Smoked.
Right, and so you're like, that's in the second preseason game with second string guys running vanilla defenses. Yeah. So what happens if he takes another shot like that in Cincinnati on the road where the ability to hear what's going on is going to be damn near impossible, and you've got a line that's got to figure it out when it's quiet. So like, that's where I said, like, if that was the case, would you put Drake May in that situation right away and it'd be disastrous? Or do you keep Bailey Zappe around, someone who knows what it's like to take the pinball wizard, get knocked around thing, and take that so that way it protects Drake May until he's ready to get in there and you know he can survive and the offensive line potentially gets better? So I think they've made a statement in that regard saying, we believe enough in Drake May to get in there if it's a case of glass break and it's an emergency, then yes.
Yeah, I would agree. I think the fact that they let Zappe go tells us that, yeah, maybe May's not ready to be the guy and have the full game plan and be the starter, but at the very least, and your Zappe comparison from Green Bay a couple years ago was good, he went in there, did a lot of basic things against Green Bay. I think he only led like one touchdown drive. I might be wrong. Maybe it was two, but it was
It wasn't two, so I think it was only one.
Yeah, it was a very pared down kind of basic offense, and he kept him in the game, and I think they feel that at the very least, May can do that if Brissett were to get hurt.
KJ and Lyons, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Still to come, keywords Bruno Mars. Professor Lyons is next, plus snitching, summertime, Bill O'Brien, and social media. We're in for Jones and Keefe. Have a great Labor Day. We'll talk to you here in a couple of minutes on WEEI. Yeah, Zach, turn that up. Yeah. Yeah. KJ and Lyons, WEEI on your Labor Day. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. We're minutes away from Professor Lyons. Is the professor professing or is the professor lying?
One thing of note, KJ, Patriots 2 minutes ago just named their team captains. Jacoby Brissett is one of them.
Well, that means he's going to be playing. There you go. So there you go. Like, okay, so Jacoby Brissett is going to be one of the team captains.
There's six captains, including Brissett.
There you go. So that means that Drake May will be in probably around week 5 or 6.
Yeah, you're not going to bench your captain week 2.
You can. Well, you can. He can cheer from the sidelines and be another coach.
Theoretically, you could.
Because you might be preparing, ultimately, Jacoby Brissett to become a coach. And how this is handled, don't be surprised if you don't see him part of the staff maybe in a year or two. Maybe another team gives him the same opportunity next year, and then he comes back here with Gerard Mayo, maybe to start off as the quarterback's coach. And guess what? Who the quarterback would be? It would be Drake May. So that's interesting. Like, look, I'm just thinking about this. Yesterday we're on the air, John. We had mentioned that Hilton workers, 900 of them in Boston, have gone on strike. Logan Airport Hilton. Seaport, the Hampton Inn at Boston Seaport, Fairmont Copley Plaza, Hilton Park Plaza. I'm thinking like, okay, a day later, with nobody to change your sheets, there's nobody at the front desk, a management, I'm sure, But how are those rooms smelling, would you think, at this point with nobody change sheets?
As the kids say, KJ, not ideal.
Not ideal. Not 900 right on this weekend? Like, just imagine, like, you're at the location right there next to the airport. You were ready to just take that shuttle, probably get over to the airport at last minute. It's like, oh, I might have to walk. I don't think the shuttle driver's there.
Yeah. And think of all the travel this week, like all the kids coming like to college in Boston are coming in or moving away. Yeah, it's just big travel week.
They're getting star road at their own hotels.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 900, and it's a nationwide.
I have to, I'm going in early October, I'm going to Atlanta, so hopefully the strike will be over.
You might want to look on the list, is Atlanta on the list? I know they're going to go through at least Tuesday, but boy, did they hit at a time where you're like, ooh, that kind of hurts.
And, yeah.
You know, Febreze is probably at a premium right now.
And I think a lot of those hotels, too, like they don't have the windows that open.
Oh,
so
right.
You can't even open the window.
Oh, imagine you're on one of the
middle
floors.
Especially like the airport, you probably can't. I don't think you can open those windows because it's right next to the airport. I don't know about the other ones, but
I know there are a couple of lovers in there who are like, does the ice machine still work or are we on our own? Yeah. So if you've missed it, any of the show, the Odyssey app is free. Just type in WEEI and then you can click to save. You can listen to KJ Lines. Today it will be under the Jones and Keefe tab because that's who we're in for. But you can go back and hear portions of the show. And one of the portions we mentioned in the show is that around 5 p.m. today on Twitch at WEEIKJ, there will be a college football 25 showdown between John and I to see if I could remedy an incredible loss that I took. Our producer, Zach, is here. Zach, do you play college football 25 as well?
I do, yeah.
Is there a team you use?
So I'm an ultimate team guy, so I have a kind of mix of.
Are you kidding? John, you're worse than John. John's like, I play with everybody. Yeah, I'm not going to. You play with an ultimate team. I can't knock you that because I usually do that on MLB. John recommends that we allow the audience to determine what teams we should select to play against each other. Fair or not fair?
It depends.
As long as they're close. Like, it has to be a close. It can't be like, you know, I'm Alabama and he's the Citadel. You know, it's got to be close.
Well, what's probably going to happen is the one of you is going to end up with, like, Eastern Michigan, and the other one's going to end up with, like, the Citadel. You're going to be playing with just two dumpy teams.
Yeah, but that's
I do
not
that once in a while. I'll just play a game with two, like, really low-ranked teams.
If that's the case, then I just play with my created North Carolina A&T team, which is going to be a guaranteed 70s across the board. You know, like, every 70-70-70. Like no effort. It's like playing with an MLS team on FIFA, you know? Like, 70-70-70.
Hey, you got it. 70, 70, 70.
Right, exactly. So, John, again, at 5 o'clock, Twitch, WEEIKJ.
My headset's on its way. Got the notification.
That's
shipped,
the other thing,
KJ.
Zach, you're just joining us. He ordered, you got the, okay, so it's on its way. It's
has
out
been
for delivery?
Yes.
Is it out for delivery, though, or is it just orders
been
shipped?
Let me check my email. It did say shipped. Let me see if it's out
You got to say it's out for delivery, because sometimes say it's ordered to ship, and then, you know, 20 minutes later, you're like, hey, we want to give you an update on your headset that you ordered 4 hours before the contest is supposed to happen. I'm like, look, John, why don't you just go to a store?
It does say out for delivery.
Okay. All right. And you've got trusty neighbors.
Yes.
Okay, good. Because that's the other thing in Boston, right? Like at one point.
It says it's 10 stops away. So okay. Can they do 10 stops before 5 p.m.?
Absolutely. If not, right. I call for their firing. But, you know, like at our old place in Waltham, I went ahead and got a UPS box because it was just kind of like, you know, I had like 10 neighbors on my floor and it was outdoors. So we're like, ooh, that box is shaped like a couch. Let's take it, you know. So sometimes some people, like you ever notice, like if you live closer to downtown Boston, you're the one that most likely has to go get like a UPS box for your home deliveries.
Yeah. Not fitting a lot of packages on 40, some of those streets.
Right, exactly. You had 40 neighbors all while. Oh, they're getting 6 boxes delivered. Clearly something is in there. All right, still to come, we've got the Bruno Mars B.O.B. parody about the Patriots offensive line called There's No Line in Front of You. We still have that before we get out of here. But now it is time for our very own Professor Lyons. Hit it, Zach.
Just what in the hell do you think you're doing? Learning about Cuba. Having some fun.
I'm John Kimble, new kindergarten teacher.
This kid wants to make out with me in the middle of class?
I've got a hangover. Who knows what that means?
Doesn't that mean you're drunk?
No. It means I was drunk yesterday.
All right, how it works. John's got a series of factoids because this guy literally has a master's.
I have two, actually.
Oh, there, what a flex. Yeah. That might be the best flex of the show so far. I could never touch that. Can I decipher if the professor's professing or is he lying? Go ahead, Professor.
Correct. We have five facts here. Some are true, some are false. Let's see how KJ does. KJ,
well, we've talked, all facts.
We've talked a lot. See, good catch there. We've talked a lot about the Patriots' offensive line. Jacoby Brissett and Drake May had 26 dropbacks against Washington. True or false, they were pressured on 7 of them.
Pressured on yeah. 7
Remember,
of them.
Remember,
the
not knocked down, just pressured.
7 pressures. I'm going to say false, and here's why. Professor's lying because Jacoby Brissett wasn't in there long enough, and Drake May was able to elude enough. So I'm going to say that's not true.
It actually is true. 7 Damn. Out of 26, they were pressured.
Oh. Professor! Okay, I'm 0 for 1.
Up next, Rich Hill. If you haven't noticed, he's about 85 years old. He's back with the Red Sox. He has appeared in a game, KJ, in 20 consecutive seasons. True or false?
20 consecutive. Well, let's see.
At least one game in 20 consecutive MLB seasons.
So he pitched last year, so there's no break between like 2022 and then coming back in 2024. So I'm going to say that's true because he's been in service all the way in through last year.
You are correct. It is true.
Professor! All right, one
now,
for
next
one
up,
here.
Your team, Texas, who you play with on EA College
Football.
Football,
yes.
True or false, they have the third best, and this is at before week one, so in fairness, the yes. third best national championship odds at plus 850.
Third best, let's see. Georgia 1, Ohio State 2. Ooh. Texas 3, yes.
It's actually false.
Oh,
the third best odds are Oregon at plus 650.
Right,
yeah, Texas
right.
is in the top five. Oregon plus 650 is 3.
Oh, okay. So I'm caught line. Oh, 1 for 2, 1 for 3. All right.
So this next one is inspired by our colleague Rob Bradford.
Okay.
Shohei Ohtani reached the 40-40 club in 126 games. True or false, that's the fastest a player has ever got to the 40-40 club.
Let's see, I'm thinking different 40-40 guys. Canseco would take longer to get to the stolen bases than the home runs. I'm going to say that's absolutely true because he's gotten the stolen bases and the steals almost like 1-to-1 ratio, yes.
You are correct. The fastest ever.
Professor! All right, like the NFL, I can't finish with a 500 record. This will determine whether I have a losing record in this or not. Number 5, Professor Lyons.
And speaking of losing records, the Patriots have had back-to-back losing seasons. True or false, they haven't had 3 in a row since 1991 through 93.
3 in a row since 91-93. Pete Carroll left. No, there wasn't 3 in a row. Parcells didn't leave with a losing record. He left winning the Super Bowl. 2 in a row, yes. 3 in a row, no. So 2 in a row is the max.
Yeah, that's correct, KJ. Ah! And actually, that 91 to 93 span, they had 5 losing seasons overall.
Yep.
I just picked out 3 of them, but they had 5 losing seasons in a row. If the Patriots have a third one this year, it'll be the first time since the early 90s they've had 3 losing seasons in a row.
The professor. So 3-2. I finished well.
There you go, KJ. You've been
doing
pretty well at these.
2 masters.
Yes.
This is why I'm going to management
station.
To ask for more shows. More money for this show. The dude's got 2 masters. The final hour of KJ and Lyons next on WEEI. In for Jones and Keefe. Thank you so much for spending your Labor Day with us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number 1. Or trap pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.